Hello and welcome to Naxos Classical Spotlight and music by Heitor Villa-Lobos, one of Brazil's best known and certainly most prolific composers. He wrote more than 2,000 pieces. One of them was his Concerto for Guitar and Small Orchestra that he composed in 1951. You heard the very beginning of the concerto just now, and here is a bit more. Heitor Villa-Lobos was a composer, conductor, cellist, pianist, and guitarist, and perhaps the most important person in helping to develop classical music in Brazil. His own music was influenced by Brazilian folk music and by many elements of European classical tradition. In 1932, he became director of a governmental organization that was helping to develop music and arts education in Brazil. One of the things he did was to make music a required subject in schools with a special emphasis on choral singing. And to support these activities, he arranged several volumes of Brazilian folk songs for choir. His Concerto for Guitar and Small Orchestra was written a few years later and was first performed in 1956 with the great guitarist André Segovia as soloist and the Houston Symphony Orchestra conducted by Villa-Lobos himself. Here's a bit of the second movement of that concerto. Villa-Lobos wrote a number of works for guitar, including the concerto you've been listening to. Julian Bream, the great guitarist, knew Villa-Lobos and described him this way. Villa-Lobos was larger than life, quite extraordinary. He didn't seem to be a composer. He wore loud checked shirts, smoked a cigar, and always kept the radio on, listening to the news or light music or whatever. Villa-Lobos wasn't refined in the intellectual sense, but he had a great heart. Refined or not, Villa-Lobos affected Brazilian classical music in a way that few people have either before or since. That was from the third movement of the Concerto for Guitar and Small Orchestra by Heitor Villa-Lobos. Villa-Lobos dated his works based on when he first thought them up. In other words, he would sometimes say certain pieces were composed years before he actually wrote any of the notes on paper. He'd composed it in his head. His Sexteto Mistico was one of these pieces, written for the unusual combination of flute, oboe, saxophone, guitar, celesta, and harp. According to Villa-Lobos, it was composed in 1917, and there is a single page from that time with some musical notes on it, but the piece wasn't actually written out and published until 1957. I guess this is all fine for him, but it's more than a little confusing for music historians trying to write about him. Here is how that sextet begins. Thank you. This album is part of the Music of Brazil project, which is part of a larger project called Brazil in Concerto, developed by the Brazilian Ministry of Foreign Affairs in order to promote music by Brazilian composers dating back to the 19th century. Around 100 orchestral works from the 19th and 20th centuries will be recorded. Most of the works recorded for this series have never had recordings available outside Brazil, and in fact many of them have never had recordings at all. An important part of this project is the preparation of new or even first editions of the works being recorded, many of which have only been available in the composer's manuscript. From Villa-Lobos' Quinteto Instrumental, here is the lovely atmospheric slow movement. The musicians on this album are an all-star cast. The Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra is one of Brazil's best and busiest orchestras. They've made more than 80 recordings and give more than 100 concerts a year, both at home in Brazil and on international tours. Guitarist Manuel Barrueco was born in Cuba but now lives in the United States and tours the world guitar in hand, performing with a who's who of orchestras and musicians. Brazilian harmonica player José Stanek has appeared as a soloist with major orchestras all over South and North America. And finally, Grammy Award-winning conductor Giancarlo Guerrero is the music director of the Nashville Symphony. He was born in Nicaragua and grew up in Costa Rica. And here he is conducting the beautiful slow movement from the harmonica concerto. Thank you. have been listening to music by Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos, including his Concerto for Guitar, performed by Manuel Barrueco, and the Harmonica Concerto, performed by José Stanek. The musicians featured in the two chamber pieces are either members of the São Paulo Symphony Orchestra or graduates of the educational programs run by that orchestra. All this music is available on a new Naxos album, catalog number 8.574018. That's it for now. To go out, here's the very ending of the Harmonica Concerto. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.